Alexandra Katahakis, Clinical Director of CenterForHealthySex.com. Thank you for joining me.
Good afternoon.
So we're going to talk a little about American male masculinity particularly, which I must tell you, I hear people always saying, well, men are always taught not to cry. They're not supposed to set their emotions. Well, in addition to that, men biologically aren't that hooked into their emotions. And then testosterone works further against them. Would you say that's true?
Yes, but I would also say that, you know, we socialize boys in a very peculiar way by further creating barriers for them to express their emotions appropriately.
Ooh, that's a loaded statement. Parse that out. Break that down a little bit.
Okay. Well, I guess I've been thinking a lot, as everyone has, about this Orlando shooter and about what happens with violence with males. And there's so much anger that males can feel, and if they don't have a place to express it, to talk about it even, it's not saying that all men should be crying all the time, but to talk about injustice, anger, fairness is a big thing for men also, sense of, you know, dignity and respect. And when, as boys, they experience bullying or, you know, any kind of racial abuse, or any kind of aggravation where they can't fight back for themselves, where does all that anger go and that upset go?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets harbored internally.
Yeah.
Then what we see in our culture, especially our ethnic cultures, is a lot of violence. You know, coming from men. We've never had a female shooter, or at least we haven't yet.
Right. It's very
predominantly
different.
Male rage. Yes.
Yeah. It's very, very different when it's a female, but. So, you know, that just belies the point that sociologists have made forever, which is that whenever you have a lot of disaffected or unemployed men, you get trouble, you get violence. That's just historically true.
Right, because there's no place for boys and men to seek any kind of help or to talk about what's happening. I mean, males are, you know, naturally going to be more aggressive because of testosterone, because of how they're built. And you put men in packs with nothing to do. You look at our prison systems, you look at inner cities, you know, human beings are creative creatures and they need some place to put their energies and their creativity. So they'll build gangs or bombs or any number of other things.
Are you suggesting any kind of solution?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I was thinking about was, you know, LeBron James, you know, unabashed display of emotion on, you know, national, international television when he won the championship last weekend. And what a sort of, you know, beautiful and shocking image that was of this very large, grown, virile, iconic male on the floor and racking sobs.
But to me, as a man, I was not the least bit surprised. I mean, it's an expression of relief, release after
sure.
the overwhelming stress of, you know, really single-handedly pulling this team through that series. And I'm accustomed to seeing men do that. I'm also accustomed to seeing men cry when they lose in unexpected situations too. I mean, I find it weird when people say, oh, men don't do that. No, I watch it on sports every weekend.
Right, but I think I wish there was a place besides sports that boys could see more of this, where they could be, you know, more encouraged and championed to say, yeah, that hurts, or it is a relief, or it's just an expression of that. So there was more facility or more range for boys and men to express their truth, their feelings, their anger, to reach out for help, so that all of us didn't have to get internalized in ways that could lead to bullying, violence, etc.
Well, when I think about men and aggression, I don't think in terms of talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. So when you're working with a man that has aggression, you're doing things. You're acting out. In fact, even if you're trying to talk to them, you would go, you'd go play sports with them or something, or do something
sure.
alongside of them as opposed to across the table or face chair to chair kind of thing. It's very, very different for a male than for a female when it comes to accessing these kinds of very powerful emotions.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with taking a walk or moving the body while talking.
I'm not sure that's enough.
Maybe not. But when we look at statistics like, you know, every day three or more boys are committing suicide in the United States,